Today is March 18th, 2024, and this is the Pulsa Museum's daily centennial moment. Logger watches as robbers take bunkhouse loot. How two armed men entered a bunkhouse of the Pulsa Logging Company Camp No. 12 at 3 o'clock Saturday morning, prowled the place while he, the only one of 15 men who was awake, watched their action, and how he hastily closed his eyes and snored louder than ever when one of the burglars reached across his bed and removed his expensive 21-jewel watch and solid gold chain from the wall, was related to police yesterday by Otto Nystrom. Whether it was the result of the robbery or more coincidence that was not explained, but Mr. Nystrom left for his former home in Rochester, Alberta, Canada, just after reporting the theft and offering two rewards of $10 each for the chain and the watch. Mr. Nystrom said that a coat sleeve of one of the burglars grazed his nose as the bandit leaned over the bed on which he was sleeping. The men also secured a .25-35 Winchester rifle and a total of $48.55 from the occupants of the bunkhouse. He said one of the burglars was short. In other news, surgeons hope to save arm nearly cut off by saw. Glenn Reed Sawyer, 2835 Sumner Avenue, whose left arm was nearly severed while he was operating the No. 5 shingle machine at the Eureka Cedar Lumber and Shingle Company last Thursday, was beginning to obtain some feeling in the hand yesterday, and surgeons expressed the hope that they would be able to save it. The arm was almost completely severed by the saw. When he moved the shingle bolt without having the saw completely locked, and it was at first thought the amputation might be necessary. All the arteries and nerves had to be sewn together, though the bones of the arm were not broken nor badly sawed. Reed is in the Holcomb General Hospital. In other news, good fishing is expected. Indians of the Quinault Reservation are optimistic of having a good fishing season during 1924, the early run having exceeded that of 1922 when the heaviest catches in the history of the reservation were made, according to W.B. Sams, superintendent. The commercial season of bluebacks or quinaults will not begin until April 1st and will last until June 15th, after which the Indians are allowed to take the other varieties. The Indians have been fishing for their own consumption, however, being allowed this privilege on the reservation, though elsewhere trout fishing doesn't start until April 1st when they start net fishing for sale to canneries. Their opinion as to the run has been gathering from the fishing already allowed. The size of the catch is not necessarily governed by the size of the run, in Mr. Sam's opinion, as the condition of the water influences the ability of the fish to avoid the nets strung out on each side of the Quinault River. If the snow in the mountains melts gradually and keeps the river well full of the slightly cloudy snow water without any heavy freshets, the 1924 season should approach the 1922 season when the Indians, having the net, made hundreds of dollars a day during the best parts of the season. And finally, Sons of Norway are planning a basket social for Saturday evening in Eastside Hall. They are arranging a program, and following it, dancing will be featured. The men are requested to bring baskets. The affair is to start at 8 o'clock. This was originally printed at the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 18, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Pulsa for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at pulsamuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at pulsamuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulsa Museum's daily centennial moment.